Monday, 19 hours in the dark. The dead man lived up the hill. We could have walked if the world wasn't ending and we didn't have to bring him back, but it was, and we did. So Harkless and I suited up and went out to the parking lot. As we exited the building, a stunning fist of heat descended on us. The nearest wildfire was 30 miles away. Gritty sky and roaring air gave the illusion it was right over the ridge, climbing fast. The apocalypse smells like a campfire and glimmers gold. Through fierce raking wind, we hurried to the body van, got in, and slammed the doors. Above his respirator mask, Harkless kept blinking. God. He pulled the mask down over his chin and wiped at the sweat wringing his lips. You know where we're going? I nodded and started the van. We climbed a steep, peaceful residential neighborhood crammed with split-level wood-frame ranch homes built in the late 50s. Long before anybody could imagine that million-acre fires, killing winds, and week-long blackouts would become a season unto themselves. The houses weren't under direct threat, but tight spacing and a uniform color scheme made them look like rows of matchbooks ready to ignite. No cars on the road. No children playing. Wind pummeled the van, rocking it from side to side. Scottish theme for street names. Aberdeen, Ayr, Dumfries, Inverness. Kilmarnock Court tapered south to a single potholed lane. Then large white painted letters issued a warning. Begin private road. The paving beyond was fresher, darker, glassy. In lieu of a guardhouse, a stern sign limited access to members of the Chabot Park Summit Homeowners Association and their guests, forbidding parking, loitering, or hiking, and promising to tow. I eased the van over a speed bump. The gurneys jounced and gave a cough. Entering the development, we passed through an invisible portal. The aesthetics changed as did the financial calculus. The guiding principle was no longer efficient rectangles, but relaxed curves. The goal no longer maximizing units per acre, but dollars per unit. Stately new builds shied back behind stone walls and high hedges. Slate roofs replaced asphalt tile. The architectural styles were varied. You had the money, you got what you wanted. Less a community than a series of fortresses. I had no idea this was here, Harkless said. This, rich people, here, less than 2 miles from the county morgue. We banked through stands of eucalyptus and California live oak to reach a long driveway that sloped up and out of view. An ultra-modern fence of black metal slats set between concrete pillars stretched at street level. Double gates lay open. Flanking them were two larger pillars, one of which sported a security camera. An Oakland PD cruiser with nobody at the wheel blocked the path. We waited for someone to appear. Rise and shine, sweetheart, Harkless said. He leaned over and thumped the horn. A uniform waddled out from behind a sycamore, tugging up his fly. Sorry. He signed us in and spoke into his shoulder. Coroner's here. The driveway was longer than I'd realized, switchbanking up through buckthorn, sagebrush, coffeeberry, manzanita, native species curated to simulate wildness. The effect was undone by drip tubes bulging through the ground cover like junky veins. By the time we leveled out, we'd gained 70 feet of elevation. The hilltop had been decapitated, smoothed, plumbed, and wired, then meticulously reassembled, stone by stone, shrub by shrub, like a monument to the vanquished. For all that, the house made no attempt to blend in, a towering stack of cantilevered glass boxes sandwiched between layers of whitewash. The driveway broadened to a sprawling concrete motor court, clogged with black and whites, an ambulance, the crime lab van. A wide concrete tributary slipped between the redwoods toward a mini-me guest house. To the west, the downslope had been buzz-cut. A clear day would give breathtaking views of the bay, the city, all the bridges. Lost today beneath a blanket of toxic haze. Breathtaking in a different sense. We put on our masks and got out. Harkless hustled up the front steps. I followed with the Nikon slung over my shoulder.